Huggy.
Matt.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of the Matt and Huggy podcast, episode number 62, series
Is that
three.
True?
No, I made that on there too. Made all that shit up. Oh, and joining us now is Applehead.
Capital
A P P L E H E A D, Applehead. Capital. Don't forget that. We went through this whole thing last time, and I just wanted to clarify that it is capital H.
Well, it's capital M, Matt. It's capital H, Huggy.
God. And lowercase a.
Oh, wow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This has been a kind of a rough week.
Oh, no. Why? What's been going on?
I just, the Charlie Watts thing really bummed me out. I got to be honest with you.
Dude, it did?
It really bummed me out. I mean, the Rolling Stones are one of my all-time favorite bands. Like, for me, it's like the Stones and Zeppelin are my two favorite bands. If I had to pick,
really?
They're my two favorite. And losing Charlie, it's like that's a door closing, a big one. So, I mean, he was 80. Yeah, okay, he had a good run. But still, it's like, I don't know, it just hit me really hard. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, all the greats are going.
And I read all these great articles about him too, and all these drummers are like, he was the best. Like, he didn't get enough credit. He wasn't a show off. The guy could play anything, and it's true, he could. Like, if you listen to the Stones, the guy could play anything: blues, jazz, funk, soul, country. It doesn't matter. Guy could keep a groove in any song.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And he didn't care about being in the spotlight. He was,
no,
you know, he just wanted to play live and me in the band.
Yep, it's so true. And he's just the glue that held that together. Because they were never a showy band. They were just a rock and roll band. But like, you listen to some of his songs and some of the drums and the grooves, like he was phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree. I hear your pain. It's
you don't
a big
care.
Loss.
You don't
I do,
care.
Dude. I do. I care. Minimally, but I care, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Matt's like, it's no Jerry.
No, it's not a Jerry.
Jerry Gardini. Jerry Garcia died. Oh. I'll never forget that day. No.
Well, the Rolling Stones are the greatest rock and roll band, or one of the greatest rock and roll bands.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be. There's just no, you can't deny it.
Yeah. In terms of success,
longevity, music, quality. Yeah. 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 It's all there.
I mean,
so it's been bumming you out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. They're still touring, you know.
Yeah, with
Steve Jordan. Jordan. Yeah, who's a really good drummer. Yeah.
Yeah, he played on Keith Richards' solo
albums. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah. He's a well-respected drummer.
Totally. Yeah.
And they were planning to tour with him or without Charlie Watts before he died, because I guess Charlie Watts, I don't know if he had some kind of illness or.
Well, he's been battling cancer, you know,
for like 20
a few times.
Years.
A few times, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was actually I was disappointed about Dusty Hill from ZZ Top.
Yeah, you know, that was that was a surprise too. I was like, whoa, okay.
I saw them at the Electric Factory a few years ago, ZZ Top, and they were phenomenal.
But I understand what you're saying, Huggy, too. Like, but they've been around for a long time. Like, how old was he? 80?
80. He just turned 80.
Just turned 80. That's pretty good longevity of life.
In rock and roll, yeah. Like I even wrote like a quick blog about it. Like, that's like 150 in rock and roll years. I mean,
he was probably in the Rolling Stones for 60 years.
Yeah, I think what it is like with bands like this, we take it personal because they've been such. I mean, I literally was saying, like, next to my brother, the longest relationship I've had would be my relationship with the Rolling Stones.
Really?
Like they are, like, they're my childhood, my youth, teenage years, adulthood. Like, you know, there were times I listened to them more or less than others, but I never stopped listening. And I hear things now, all these years later, where I'm like, wow, that's so great. I appreciate that even more now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry that you bummed out. Like,
yeah. I read this great story about Can't Hear Me Knocking, how, you know, how it starts off one way and then it goes into that jam. That jam is completely unplanned. They just went for it. Just kept recording. They didn't plan it. And you listen to it, you're like, it's fucking brilliant. It's just brilliant, the whole thing. And they didn't plan it at all. They just were grooving, and they just kept the tape rolling.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a bummer, dude. I totally agree.
It was.
It really was. Oh, man. I don't even know if I can do this.
So my wife is more
podcast anymore.
My wife was more bummed out with Tom Petty, dude. Tom Petty was way younger, dude.
All right, yeah, Tom Petty was terrible too. I agree, that was terrible.
All right, so what out of all the celebrity deaths, obviously we didn't know them personally, but which is the ones that you actually cared and that kind of hit you the hardest? I mean, you know, within reason. I mean, life goes on.
Chris Cornell, definitely. Yeah,
that was very disappointing.
Yeah.
And especially because it's like he took his own life, you know, which is even, it's like horrible.
And no one, I never thought that, you know, I never foresaw that.
Yeah, I would say that was probably, I mean, Petty, that's pretty sad. Prince, that was really sad too.
Like, I think Chris Cornell, like, you might be right, because he might be closest to what we grew up with.
Yeah, I mean, he was only a few years older than us.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, for what we grew up with, I think him, you know. I mean, Charlie Watts, dude, completely understandable, but he's been around for a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Bowie. That was, I mean, I'm not the biggest Bowie fan, but I was like, wow, that was just, I don't know. There's something about him that just, that hit me in a weird way, unexpectedly.
Bowie, yeah. And then his last song was like weird. Yeah. Too. His last song was like, I'm dying. I'm going to die. And this is my last song.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who else? Who else died recently?
I was pretty disappointed when Eddie Van Halen died.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty sad.
I just started going back and listening to all Van Halen. I even listened to the Gary Schroen album. Listen to it in its entirety, and it doesn't sound like a Van Halen album, but there are times when you just hear Eddie. I think Eddie Van Halen was a genius.
Yeah.
He was so good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I would agree with that. That was pretty terrible, too. Yeah.
And at the time, when Kurt Cobain died, I had just seen them like a few months before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a shock. That was disappointing too.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that was a while ago, you know.
Right.
I mean?
But I just remember thinking at the time, I was like, wow, I just saw Nirvana like 6 months before.
Applehead had told me too that when Liberace died, he was really, he was just, you were just devastated, right?
Yeah, when he passed. And played Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
So you've been bummed out all week, or what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I was bummed out. I've been binging on the Stones, you know, and not that that's a hard thing for me to do, but yeah, it's like just shuts a chapter in your life, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Keith Richards is still alive.
I almost want to be like Charlie. Like, why didn't you just talk to Keith? Like, get some of his blood. Like, just anything. Like, would have kept you alive. Like, Keith is still going. It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has had 10 death wishes, and he's still here.
Still here.
Mm.
Oh, Well, I'm sorry, Huggy. I didn't know you were that. He's even done more drugs than that.
wait, say it again, Applehead. What?
I said about Keith Richards. He's even done more drugs than Matt.
Oh, yeah. By far.
Yeah.
not too much further, but pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little more.
Yeah,
I have an app for that. Who's done more drugs?
Yeah.
These other celebrities, and I'm not close, so.
By the way, Applehead, I have to tell you this too. I on Twitter, I'll follow this one thing. It's like this fact, site, and they just put up facts. So this clearly is your dream woman right here. Okay. A Colombian woman once was found with a potato growing in her vagina.
Oh, nice. I know her.
But being of Irish descent, you would probably be like, yeah, okay. I've got everything I love right there.
It will keep you alive and keep a smile on your face.
Your belly will be full.
Yeah. Your belly will be full and your ball sack may be empty.
Oh, my God.
An old Irish saying.
Yeah, so I just thought you'd enjoy that nice potato growing there.
Did she eat mattresses?
Did she eat mattresses?
No.
It didn't say what kind of potato, so I don't really know what kind. Mashed, baked.
Potatoes all rotten.
Mashed potato.
They were potatoes all rotten.
All rotten.
Yeah. Well, you know, I watched this.
Actually, it was fish and chips. I don't get a nod for that. Come on, man.
Okay,
give me...
it was good. It was good. It was good.
Fish and chips. <He's> hungry.
You know, I watched this show on Netflix, and it was oh my gosh, Have a Nice Trip on LSD, I think it was called. It was something like that. Did you see that one?
Is it a documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary about these celebrities doing like acid. Like Sting was, you know, one of the people, but it had Michael Bourdain. Is that his name?
Anthony Bourdain. Yeah.
It had the girl from Princess Leia.
Carrie Fisher.
It had the one of the rappers from the Beastie Boys.
Not the one that died.
Yeah, the one that died.
All three of the people just named, they're all dead.
I know, dude. That's why I was watching this, and I was like, holy shit, all these people are dead. Right? Like, that's a lot. Like, to watch a documentary, and they're all talking about LSD, and, like, I know Anthony, or what's his name? He killed himself, right?
He did.
And so did Princess Leia. She killed herself with a lightsaber.
She fell on a lightsaber.
Yeah. Yes. You know, so I'm saying,
Luke,
like,
put that thing down.
But to watch that, I mean, I was blown away. Like, that was three celebrities right there that talked about doing LSD that, you know, died. I thought it was kind of weird.
And, like, do you recommend this? Like, do you think?
No, I think it was pretty good. It was talking about, you know, them doing LSD. Sting was the best. But, like, Bourdain was just like, you know, oh, I tripped like 500 times on LSD. And I was like, oh, boy. I don't know.
I found the common theme when I watched that. And I think.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I think the key is, if you're going to do acid, which I'm not recommending it, is that you have to be in the right environment, a good environment, and be
it
around
says that.
The right, the like good people, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and the right people in the right place. And I've never done acid, and at this point in my life, I don't think I'll ever do it because I'll probably go fucking insane.
Well, you have to be in the right place, the right you know, right state of mind. You can't look in the mirror and you can't look at your hands. And all of them said that. Every one of them said it.
Did you ever look at yourself in the mirror tripping on acid?
Oh, dude, that didn't bother me. Like, yeah. I would look at my face. I would go
into the mirror. Well, why not with your hands? I mean, I did it.
Because your hands, like, you know, it's so weird when you look at your hands. Like, you just look at the veins and the lines. You're like, whoa. And you just totally trip out on your lines and your veins and your hands that are moving. But they're not really. But you just can stare at it for hours. It's weird. But to me, it didn't bother me. I just look at it. Like, that's cool. And I'd be like, move on. Something different.
I feel like I could avoid mirrors, but my hands would be hard to avoid them.
It is hard to avoid your hands. I agree. It's totally hard, but
They all said don't look at your hands.
Yeah, but you gotta watch the documentary. It's good.
But what's it called again?
Have a Nice Trip, right? Mm. Isn't it Applehead on LSD or something?
Yeah. Shit, hold on, I'll look it up.
It's great. I'm asking you to remember a documentary about LSD.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, so I guess there's like three. They were saying there's putting out there's three different kinds. You know, there's LSD, which is acid, you know, mm-hmm. and then there's mushrooms. And there was one other one, which I never even tried. And then I guess mescaline was on there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so like some of those things I never tried because those are really heavy, but.
Have a good trip.
Have a good trip on LSD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's Adventures good. It's very
psychedelics.
I mean, I would watch it. Yeah. Sounds interesting.
It is. It's funny. And there's one, too, if you want to go even further. It's called Amazing Fungi. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, you got to watch that one. That one's really good.
What's that?
Well, it talks about mushrooms and how mushrooms are like, you know, all part of the world, and they're all part under the underground, and how trees communicate with one another because of the mushrooms. And then they were talking about, you know, psychotropes, which are, you know, obviously psychedelic mushrooms, and you know, how your brain like connects like things that aren't connecting your brain, and it makes you feel better. So it was, you gotta say
the trees are communicating, man.
Oh my god. The trees. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. You're like, okay, I can see that.
Hi,
shut
tree.
Up. Shut up.
How
puppy.
Are you today?
Oh my god, dude.
On, I mean, I was you had me. Was saying, you like, had back, me until the trees were communicating.
Okay, so they're saying you like, had back in the 60s, right? Mm-hmm. Mushrooms were like, oh, let's just do it to get fucked up. And then, you know, you got Nixon and presidents being like, well, mushrooms are really bad and we shouldn't do this. But they were doing a whole bunch of experiments on people with mushrooms to see how they would, you know, maybe fix your brain a little bit. And they would. But in the 60s, they stopped doing them. So all the experiments stopped. So now up until 2021, they start or able to do experiments with mushrooms with people with, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. And they were just saying like it really helps them out a lot.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Like it's not like just a drug to be like, let's just get you fucked up and you see shit. It's not. It's like saying like, well, we could kind of fix your brain a little bit if you, you know, open it up a little bit to other options. And you hug the trees and you kiss them.
No, I've heard the same thing that they've done some studies but maybe there is some truth to it.
It just feels like weird. I mean, like,
you have to,
you know,
watch
like
it. It's very interesting because
okay,
you would understand it after you watched it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
yes,
what I'm saying seems
stupid. Like the trees communicate, but they're saying there's mushrooms underground, and they actually connect the tree's roots with other trees' roots and. See, now I'm losing you, aren't I? I'm losing you, aren't I? Yeah.
You are.
I can't explain that part because I was tripping out when I watched that part. I was like, holy shit, man. Give me some more mushrooms. But it's on Netflix. I think you would totally enjoy.
All right, maybe I'll watch that.
All right. I mean, thanks for the recommendation. I mean,
mushrooms
it does sound
are not as strong as acid.
No.
Right.
Not at all. No.
No, I would. Acid's
like a, you know, mushrooms. If your tripping level was a 10, and that's the highest you can go, mushrooms are probably like a 2.
Oh, wow.
You know, and like mescaline would be like a 10.
What about ayahuasca?
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Ayahuasca is. All right, let me try to explain this.
Here we go.
I mean, I know people will go to places in South America and they go see these like shamans and they give them ayahuasca. I think it's like you drink it and like you trip your face off.
So that would be probably maybe it's kind 11.
Of like you're getting rid of all this shit in your life and or, you know, in your brain. I think it's more, it's supposed to be more of like a spiritual experience.
Well, it's like the mescaline.
Yeah.
But like Sting was talking about, he explained it like saying like there's some stuff that's just, or actually it was Timothy Leary's son was talking about the one drug, and I can't remember what it was, but it was, a psychotrope. And it was saying like he's like, you want to see things melt? You want to see numbers? You want to see crazy stuff? He's like, you did this and you'll lose your mind. I was like, wait a minute. Let me write that down. Where can I get it? Where can I get it? And how much is it?
Yeah, like that's scary. Like when you just said that, I got scared.
Yeah, like he was saying, like, you'll see like, you know, like just stuff that'll just blow your mind away.
Yeah, I don't want to see. That's, I'm okay. I'm okay. That sounds like
on the evening news. You see the cops are chasing him down the street.
Yeah.
This man in New Jersey lost his mind.
No, it's not true.
It could be. wow. All right. That's very interesting. I'm gonna check that out. I will. I'll give you my thoughts next week. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. And when you come over next time, I'll give you some amazing fungi.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Why?
Yeah, you can could have be mine. Fun. Yeah, I'm okay.
Uh-huh. Huggy salad.
Yeah.
You just don't tell him, and you put the mushrooms in a Huggy salad.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I hear, how's your salad, Huggy?
You're like, that's actually really crunchy. Yeah.
That's actually another thing they said. They said, you know, they said that they always try to portray mushrooms and LSD like on movies and TV. And it's always like one guy's like, how's your and every one of them are like, that's not true. And, you know, they're like, that's just not the way it happens. That's just not the way it happens. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. I never once did anything that was like, so it's actually portrayed by the.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. My memories of it would, yeah, there was nothing that slowed down.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I would recommend going to the Grand Canyon and just hike for the day.
My God.
No, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Weird place?
No, it's fucking awesome.
I would be horrified. I feel like I would fall in.
No,
I would fall in.
Yeah.
No,
my God, that hole.
It's pretty incredible.
I'm not saying it isn't. Yeah. I'm not saying it isn't. I just would not want to be on any sort of psychedelics and looking at it. I feel like I would get way too freaked out. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't. It would.
Yeah, I would. Like, I'm telling you, I would.
Just come over back here. Off we'll... from the ledge.
Just come in my house. We'll all take off our clothes and we'll do it. We'll be fine.
Sit in a teepee.
I have another edition of What Would Applehead Do if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the rules are I ask the question, Matt, you then say, I believe Applehead would do it or not. And then Applehead, then you weigh in.
Okay.
So Applehead, you got this. You don't say anything.
Yeah, let Matt. Okay. Would Applehead do this? Okay, for 1 month, he gets $1 million. But for 1 month, he can only wear a diaper. So he will be out in public in a diaper.
Well...
Hold on. Don't say anything.
Applehead, stop.
Stop talking. So he has to wear a diaper in every part of his life.
No clothes?
I mean, if it's freezing out, you know, he can wear something, but his main, you know, like he would be wearing a diaper. Yeah. Like people would see him in a diaper. It's not like he would wear it underneath.
I'm actually going to say 100% no.
That he wouldn't wear a diaper.
Okay, now Applehead. Now you get to say, would you do it or would you not do it? Now it's your turn.
For 1 month, I mean, I could stay home for an entire month.
Stop trying to look for a way out. You're going to have to like be out in public. People will see you in the diaper, but
well,
it's 1 month.
Things such as, you know, I could order stuff off of GoPuff or.
Oh my God. See? He's always looking for an angle. There's always an angle.
Yeah. Like,
if I had to go to, like, say I needed something at, you know, the local
store
and yeah. I'm like, I have to go and get this, and I have to go in there in a diaper.
You would be in a diaper,
and I'd get $1 million at the end of the month.
1 month,
I would do it.
Oh,
for $1 million,
yeah, I was wrong on that one.
It would be humiliating and embarrassing, but $1 million is still $1 million.
Wow.
I mean, right. you wouldn't go out. I would try not to go out in public.
All these girls are calling you. Hey, Matt, will you meet me? And you're like, nah, I can't do it.
We can meet at the restaurant, but there's one little thing I want to tell you before.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
I figured Applehead would do it. Actually, I'm not surprised. My internal. Spidey sense told me that he would do it. All right, the next one. $1 million a year in salary you would get. But you're a model for a gay men's magazine. You don't have to be nude. No nudity, but you would be modeling in a gay man's magazine. But you get $1 million a year.
Taxes.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, you're not saying anything. Let Matt answer this.
So would he be a model for how long?
Let's see. $1 million a year in salary. We'll do it for 1 year. I'm okay with that. 1 year.
He would do it.
And what would it, like, model what? Like, I got
it's just like a model.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
a model
in a gay man's magazine. You know, so you'd be modeling gay men clothes, you know, gay men. Whatever.
What the fuck? What the hell are gay men's clothes?
So I'd work for Banana Republic.
Yeah. That's the thing you ever said.
I'm tired.
But it's funny.
I didn't mean. I wasn't trying to be hurtful.
Okay. He would do it.
Yeah, I would do it.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
It's not like I'm blowing a dude on a photo shoot.
Which just shocks me. The one that you said no to, the one that Matt and I said we would do, which was the one that you kissed somebody for 1 minute. 1 minute, and you get all that money. And you were like, no way, it's gay.
You're just modeling. You're like, who's this balding model?
True.
Like, right. Not even the gay guys want to fuck him.
Here you go. Here's another one. Okay. And Matt, once again, you answer this. There's no money here. You get to bang the girl of your dreams. And I mean the hottest woman ever that you want. Whoever that is, you get to bang her. However, it would be filmed and released as porn.
Kate Upton, yes. Or maybe the girl from that played Harley Quinn.
Oh, she's Margot Robbie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you and them wafy blondes.
Wait, Wolf of Wall Street, she looks incredible.
Yeah, she's good. That's just rad, Matt Sally.
She looks great.
Yes. Applehead would do it, actually. He would pay to do it.
I mean, it's pornography. Like, it would be filmed and released as a porn.
Yeah.
And you say you would do it. Okay. Applehead?
No.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't.
What?
I wouldn't want to be in a porno. I mean, I would want to be in a porno if there was no cameras around. But when there's cameras around, no. God, I'm going because...
I am so confused.
No, I would not. I would never do a porno.
Huh? Okay.
I kind of thought he would say no to this.
Be out there, your parents would find
exactly.
out.
Like it would be your family, public. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your kids, your now trying to get a job, your employer.
Now let's retract. Huggy, right. Would you do it?
No, for the same reasons. Yeah,
all right, Huggy, it's Wheezy Jefferson.
Yeah. Wheezy Jefferson.
Oh, he would do it then.
Yeah.
All right, now George. Say it's I'm trying to think. Who's Huggy's? Linda Carter in her prime.
Oh,
yeah, she was hot. Yeah, in her prime. Oh man, my God. Yeah, but no. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, Abby. How would I explain it to my family? Like, they're like, they would be like, you're in a porn? And I'd be like, listen, I know I'm in a porn, but it was like, I got to bang, you know, the girl of my dreams. They wouldn't understand that. They would be not understanding of that.
I wouldn't really care. You know, all my friends would be like, dude, that was awesome. Dude. That was so cool, dude.
I wouldn't want my friends watching it either, by the way.
I wouldn't care. Oh my God, you guys are prudes, dude. The girl of your dreams.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to be in a porn either.
Okay.
Who would be your the girl of your dreams? Huggy.
Me? Right now, I'd have to think about that.
Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Oh my God, Lizzo.
There's some girl I saw on Instagram. She might be one of the hottest things I've ever seen. Ever.
Yeah, you really could just go down the Instagram rabbit hole. And there's just so many good looking women that are just, it's insane. And I mean, you could just like scroll and just randomly pick one and she's like, a 10.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. There's one especially that I'm like, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. He won't mention her. He's really has a crush on her.
Yeah, I would say it's worse than that.
Stalking?
No, not like that. No.
Do you know her name?
I could probably I wonder if I could put the picture up. I don't see why I couldn't put it up on the. It's public knowledge. Yeah. I might be able to put it up on the Facebook.
Okay.
Well,
that's funny because I see these things. Like, I don't really go onto Snapchat, but like, I've been going onto it a little bit lately and like seeing all these stories of these girls. And I'm just like, oh my God. And these girls are like, you know, I'm not going to find a guy. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? There has to be good guys out there in the world. Like, I'm not a bad guy. Like, if I wasn't married, like, there has to be guys out there that these girls can find.
Oh, they have no problem finding guys.
I don't know, dude. I just think it's so weird. You know, these girls are like, I can't find a good guy. Like, there has to be plenty of good guys out there.
There's so many good guys out there. They walk past them every day. But they're shooting for the top men. And the top men have options.
What are the top men?
Well,
guys
who are, you know, six millionaires, 6 feet tall, six figures. You know, guys like that.
Yeah, right.
The top, you know, guys that, you know, they click off all the check marks, but all the girls want to fuck that guy. The rest of us, the other 80% of guys, are right in front of their face, but they don't even want to fucking look at these guys. All of these hot chicks are shooting for the top dudes.
These aren't hot chicks. These are like normal chicks, like normal girls that are being like,
yeah, they're probably a little bit, you know, over value themselves, you know. You know, they're if they're average girls, they're like, you know, decent looking, but not like super hot. Like the girls like that Huggy's talking about on Instagram. You know,
oh my God.
Like those girls, they have no problem. There's dudes that are just coming at them left and right every day.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think the girls today, I wouldn't argue that.
Women today have too many options. And it's, I think it has a lot to do with social media.
But do you, you think it has to do with social media? Huh?
Because I think that a lot of women today, they're so flaky. Like, I've never seen it before. Like, it wasn't before social media. Girls would just date the guy in their town. Now, if you're a super hot chick, you've got the whole entire world as choices. If you're a super hot Instagram girl, you got guys are flying you out to Dubai, Vegas, LA, Miami, you name it. And they're getting this in their DMs all day. So.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Ask a girl, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? I don't know. What do you think? We didn't, too many options are on the table. It's just, I don't think it's.
So you're real. Saying that you think that these women that are like, I can't find a good guy, they're just shooting too high. Kind of like how you are. You're shooting too low. Yes,
exactly.
Okay.
I have a bonus question, by the way.
Oh, bonus question.
Your ex has a hot sister, and she reaches out to you and wants to hook up. Would you do it?
Wait, say that again.
Your ex's hot sister reaches out to you and she wants to hook up.
Can I just clarify that all these questions you're asking that I am single?
Well, but we're asking them of Applehead. You're just giving what you, Applehead, you think Applehead would do.
Yes, 100%.
I would agree. I think he would do it.
Oh, yes, I would. I can already think of a couple examples. especially the ones that broke my heart.
What, and you know for a fact they had a hot sister?
I can think of two ex-girlfriends.
Oh, wow.
Where they had attractive sisters.
That's kind of hot. I got to admit, that's like...
That were younger, too?
So what would they be, about 50 now?
Well, I am answering the question, Huggy.
Yeah, he is.
I figured you would do that without blinking, you know. Well, I mean, it was a layup.
We all would. That was, come on.
I'm not sure about the diaper one.
Me neither.
I feel like, man, that would freak a lot of people out.
I said no to that. And he said yes.
Like, yes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we were like, no, yes.
I just feel like, you know, yeah, like I'd be telling my kids, like, Dad, why are you wearing a diaper? Like, you know, just shut up, kids. I'm getting like $1 million. Don't worry about it. Like, don't make a big deal, okay? I know I'm wearing a diaper.
Yeah,
shut up.
I can explain.
I can explain.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you're at Wawa ordered a hoagie. I know this is weird. I'm wearing a diaper, but I just want a shorty.
I want a shorty.
Yeah. Is it Hoagie Fest?
Can I get a shorty? Yeah, you're right. Like, everyone would call the cops. People wouldn't take you seriously.
They're going to think you're crazy.
There's a guy in my store wearing nothing but a diaper. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
Not good.
No, I think it could lead to trouble. It could definitely lead to trouble.
Oh man, did you guys hear that story about the guy? And this pisses me off actually 100%. And I actually want to find a guy. I actually want to beat him. the guy from Nevermind, Nirvana's album with him swimming naked as a baby. He's like, that was, you know, child pornography, and I'm suing these people for $150,000 each per person.
Yeah, he's suing
that is effing ridiculous, don't you think?
Oh my God, a disgrace. Frivolous.
That's, I bet you some lawyer came up with it and was like, look,
how could we
get didn't make any money off of that album, so let's take this and take it to court and see if we can get you some money.
Yeah, we can make millions on this.
Yeah, and the lawyer is like salivating.
Yeah, I think that's so ridiculous.
Or maybe the guy who is now grown up is just an asshole.
Well, he's like, oh, I can't get a job. Like, people don't know that's you, dude.
Nobody knows. I wouldn't even
know. Nobody knows it's you.
Yeah, what kind of job are you applying for? Like, I don't, that would, yeah, exactly. Nobody knows. No, it's not like, you know, and were you ever on any album covers, you know, in your life? You know, like, would they just ask you that? Oh, yeah, I was on Nevermind. Oh, wow, we can't hire you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Nobody knows it's you.
Nobody knows.
What is he going to walk in the bar? He's like, you know who I am? I'm the baby on the Nirvana album. Never mind. Whatever.
Yeah, nobody knows. That's so ridiculous that he's trying to sue to get more money from them. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous, and I'm very disappointed that guy has hired someone to do that for him.
Oh, I'm sure he made money off that too. Like, come on. Like, he made something off of it. There's no way.
I don't think he made enough, dude. And that's the problem. He's trying to
get money. But no one expected that album to be what it became. When it came out, like, nobody knew who Nirvana was.
No.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, I mean, they were a pretty underground band. Yeah. Yeah, very frivolous lawsuit.
You think so?
Yeah, I hope he gets tossed out. Yeah, it's waste everyone's time.
So do I.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's obvious money grab. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
All of a sudden now it's child pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for 30 years you were okay with it. Yeah.
Child pornography to me seems more explicit. You know what I mean? Yeah. That is just a kid in a pool swimming.
Yeah, I mean that's it. That's all it is.
Like... And you kind of had a big penis, so you should be actually happy for yourself. You know. You probably had the biggest penis of any baby there was out there. So.
I mean, they may have enhanced it graphically.
We all saw your weenie. You had a little weenie back then. So I could see that. Like, you and I were teasing the guy being like, little weenie guy. I might want to sue somebody. I could see that a little bit.
Yeah, but we weren't and we didn't. You know, no. So totally frivolous. It's not based in reality at all. Right? Yeah, it's a total joke. Like, come on. I haven't read one person who was like, yeah, I'm so glad he's finally suing them. I haven't seen one person say that.
Me neither. I'm very upset about that. I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think the way you listen to music now has changed dramatically in the way you used to listen to music?
Well, I listen to music now. It's changed dramatically. I mean, I guess it's changed. For sure. Dramatically. Yeah, maybe.
Applehead?
I think I don't listen to as much music as I used to. And it's not like a conscious thing. It's just, maybe it's, you know what, like, I will say, like, even though the radio played, you know, a lot of the same songs over, like, it would introduce me to new music, some new music. Okay. I think, I don't know, just, unless you go down, like, a YouTube rabbit hole and, or, you know, you put on something on, like, Spotify, like a certain band, and they start playing other bands similar, and you're like, okay, well, who's this? But I don't feel like I like have, I'm not going out and looking for good new music like I used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't even know where to hunt for that. You know, I mean, I see certain things, but Yeah, I wouldn't even know if I was looking at a reputable place.
Like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel this sounds so old, but like, if you listen to, you have your CD collection, you're like, oh, I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to listen to that.
Right.
You know, but what I, is my, do I get new music quicker now, faster on the radio, or well, if I put in a band that I like on Spotify, then yeah. Maybe.
But, like, or going to a record store, like, or, you know, when you used to go to a record store and buy records or buy CDs, like, it was more of, oh, who's this band or whatever, mm-hmm, you know,
yeah.
You find stuff. But now there are really no, I mean, there's a few, but not like it used to be.
Yep. Yep. No, I agree.
You know, and remember, like, where you're looking Rolling Stone or something, like some music magazine. Now I just use Rolling Stone when I take a huge dump and I'm no longer have any toilet paper.
Wow.
And, you know.
Oh, my God.
That was an unprovoked attack right there.
Yeah, that was
no pun intended, but me shitting on Rolling Stone.
I think we got that message, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, it's changed. Like, I would just go into my record collection, my CD collection, and I'd be like, oh, let me listen to this. But now I feel I can't do that. I have to think of the band that I want to listen to in order for me to listen to it. You know, before I could just look, like, oh, let me just listen to that because it's right there in front of me. And I wouldn't have to think too much. But now I have to think of the band that I want to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you just, you don't really want to. I mean, it takes effort to go and find.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, to find music. Good point, Applehead. I like that. Effort. Effort. I'll write that down.
Effort.
I'm going to write that with a capital E.
Well, you would also hear from bands, from friends, or, you know, if you, people who love music, you know, you would have, oh, have you heard this band? Check it out. I don't know. It doesn't feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's my thought I had lately. Cause I'm like, it takes effort for me to listen to bands. Like, if I want to hear this, I gotta, you know, think of the band or
right. Yeah, no, I hear you. Makes sense. Yeah, so, makes sense. I hear you.
Just my thoughts.
Okay. Tell us more.
I hear you.
That's it. That's all I had.
Bands are like, and I think it could be a good thing or a bad thing, like where there would be like a marketing machine behind, you know, every record company that would push bands.
Mm-hmm.
People would discover it organically. Maybe you see them in concert. I don't know if, like, I just think the model of the music industry has changed so much that I don't know. I just, maybe I'm just not in the loop anymore.
Right.
No, I don't know. I mean, you might. Nah, I don't think it's because you're stuck. I don't think so. No, that's a good point. Uh-huh.
Like new music.
Right. No, I know. I know what you meant. You meant new music, yeah.
But then again, I'm not going to go to like Bonnaroo for 3 days and listen to, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, would you guys go to a festival? Well, Matt would probably.
I would, yeah.
I mean, Matt's 100%.
Still. Yeah, I like that. Well, right now, I am in the. I was going to say a big word, but I'm not going to say it. So, because I don't know if I'm going to use it right, so I'm not going to say the big word. But I was going to say, I am in the middle of football.
In the midst.
No, I was going to say in the throes. Is that, would that be right?
Well, are you in the beginning stages of it? Throws would be like, you know, really into it, like middle to deep into it.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. That's why I didn't want to use the big word, dude. That's why I was trying to go with a smaller word.
right.
But yeah,
good call on your part. Good call.
But I am in the middle of it, I would say right now. Like, we had my son, you know, who's playing high school football, 2 scrimmages so far, and then now he's going into, you know, the regular season, which starts in a week. less than a week. And it's like right now it's 6 days a week. Can't go anywhere. Like I'm stuck into the town because I have to be part of this football, you know, situation.
Wow. What's your record?
Well, we had a scrimmage. We won the first one. The second one, we just got our ass. Today, we got our asses kicked.
What's your all-time record?
Well, the what? With the team they're playing now?
Yeah, whatever. Your coaching record. We'll just call it.
Well, I'm not being a coach. I'm not a coach. I'm just a. I'm a dad right now at this point. I'm not doing coaching, so it's nice. which is actually, I would have to admit, being a youth coach. For the past 6 or 7 years, not right. going up there and spending my time Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 5 to 7:30 is freaking awesome.
5 to 7:30.
Yes, but did I enjoy it back then? I did, but now I'm just like, I am so glad I'm to be up there. But it's hard, you know, like. You go up there, you have to, you know, drive your kids to practice, then you watch them play a game. It's like, it's 6 days a week. That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a big commitment. A lot of time.
Yeah.
Big commitment.
It's better than the Eagles, right?
Ugh. So embarrassing.
So?
Well, it's still preseason. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to suck. I mean, like, let's get our heads out of our asses. They're going to suck. Yeah.
I mean, yes. the last game, you know, preseason game two, who do we play? The Jets this week, tomorrow night?
Yes.
But I don't know. Watching the preseason games, I don't really have much hope. I'm looking at the defense, like, who's on defense?
I
don't know it. I don't know these players. Like, our secondary, our safeties, our linebackers.
We're in trouble.
We're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. But I don't even know if we win three games. Maybe four. Maybe.
Three. I'm going to say three.
Okay.
I don't even know this coach. I don't really know much about him either. Like, I don't.
I did get tickets to the Eagles Saints game. Standing room, or I guess standing room. So I don't have a seat. So yeah. I can walk around.
I bought standing room only tickets for an Eagles game. A couple years ago, and I thought it'd be like the Phillies, because you know you go to the Phillies game, you buy standing room only, you can walk around the stadium, you can watch the game. It's actually not bad. You can like stand out in the center field. Eagles game, forget it. It's the worst. I think it's actually a ripoff that the Eagles sell them, because you cannot see one goddamn play in the game. You're trying to find a spot where you can actually stand and watch, and there's 40 people in front of you. I mean, you know, there's a ton of people in front of you. You can't get a good seat. I wound up walking around the stadium the whole time. I couldn't even watch two plays.
Really?
Yeah. So if you could sell those tickets, I would recommend it.
Mm.
Well, what happens if I look for a seat that's empty and I walk down?
There's not. I did the same thing. I thought people were going to leave early, halftime, nothing.
Can you watch it from the bar?
But there's not even like, you could. You could go into certain parts of the link and find a TV.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what's the point? You're at the game. You should be watching it live.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
What are you doing watching a video?
I hated it. I'll never buy standing room only tickets for any Eagles game. But this was a couple years ago, so the Eagles were good. If the Eagles are not good this year, by the Saints game, you might have a little more luck.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, okay. I appreciate that. I want to hear that because, you know, you think that's like, oh, it's a great ticket, but they're still $80 each.
Exactly. And you're like, I paid $80 for this ticket and you can't even see.
Well, let me give you the reality of it, Applehead. This is the reality of an Eagle.
Here we go, reality.
The game is at 1 o'clock. I'll probably go down there at 9. I'll start drinking at 9:15. I'll be getting pretty hammered. I'll go into the game, throw up in a couple stalls.
Throw up.
me and my wife will get into a big fight. I'll throw her onto the field, and then I'll be able to watch the game. That's the reality of it.
You know, all of that sounds quite plausible, actually. Like, it could really happen.
Yeah, it could. It could. It's like 80% chance that most of this will happen.
You would just throw her?
Throw her onto the field. Yeah,
yeah, you would just throw her.
Yeah.
Come here, honey. Look at this play.
One hand will be grabbing her hair. The other one will be grabbing her butt where the belt goes. And I'll be like, one, two, three.
Fly, my God.
Eagles, fly.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. The crowd roars.
Reality of it.
There seems to be some confusion on the field. A woman was just thrown.
Well, Bill Merrill, if you had Wade's potato chips,
Wade,
because he can't even say Wade's.
Wade's is the wrong chip.
If you had Wade's potato chips, you would feel the crunch of the girl's skull hitting on the field. Merrill, what do you think about that?
Well, the man who threw her looked like Dave Grohl.
I don't know who that is, Beryl, but it sure looks like you might be right.
Ways, potato chips.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Is he still that bad? Is he still like...
No, he's
mess up a lot.
No, I mean, they're very entertaining. I mean, you know, if you're not near TV, they're great to listen to in the radio. 100%.
Right, well, that's good to know. It's still good to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Merrill must 100%. Be like 80, 85. Like, that guy's, he's been around forever.
When the day comes where Merrill can no longer do the Eagles, like, they better find somebody who's just as good.
Yeah, they won't.
He paints the picture, you know. Backs and eye. Eagles are moving from left to right. You know.
McNabb looking. McNabb still looking. McNabb continuing to look.
He sucked. Well, Merrill, if they had a little more time with Wade's potato chips, they would have been...
Wait. Yeah, I really like these his potato chips. Those are hers, Mike. Isn't that what I said?
Hers. I don't know what I said.
Potato chips.
Yeah, I'm surprised all right. Like all the social justice warriors aren't upset because they're called hers and they gotta change it to they, them, or this.
All right, okay. Gentlemen. Well, I think we can probably wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we covered comment. Enough.
I think
we
so.
I think we did enough damage. So I think
without a doubt. Totally did enough damage.
Completely focused as always.
Yeah, absolutely. Laser focused.
Laser focused.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing the podcast later tonight. I appreciate it. I know it's a little later, but no one will know what time it is. But
no one will know because we won't tell them. Yeah.
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
at least we did it.
Right. Yes. Yeah, we did it. We got it done. And it was fun. I like doing it.
Yeah. Try to get it to me tomorrow and I'll post it up.
Okay. I will.
Oh, and I'll send a picture of that girl too.
Yeah, I want to see her. Yeah. I found one too, and I was just like, what color hair did she have, Huggy?
Hers, it's like brown, but it's not, I don't think it's her real hair. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I really don't care.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see her.
Yeah, you can't, is right. Yeah.
I will cyber stalk her as well.
and like, and a little thick too, where you want it on top of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let me see this. Let me send me a picture of this after this podcast.
Right, I just sent it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right. Do you want to go out with a song?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Right.
This is for Charlie Watts.
Great song. All right. Great beat there.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Yep. All right, gents.
This is a classic.